4 o'clock Thursdays. Welcome in the commish for Fantasy Football Talk. Hogskin Huddle, another version. Your chance to win. Tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra play at the BMO Harris Bradley Center December 29th. Unlike our winner or our contestant last week, Eric, who...
Went with Jordy Nelson.
Went with Jordy Nelson. We did a flex position, so how it works, we each get, all four of us each give a pick, and whatever position is, you just align yourself with the top fantasy scorer of the week, and you win the tickets. Eric went with Jordy Nelson, who was the lowest scoring player out of Kareem Hunt.
Don't you like the Packers?
Le'Veon Bell and Odell Beckham, who was the commission's pick the last time. We'll see Odell Beckham for this year in this game or on a field, really.
I don't know what I love more, Mitch. The Packers are being right.
When did OBJ go down in the game?
Oh, man. It was like late third.
Think about
early,
that.
Early fourth quarter.
Monster numbers.
Oh, yeah. He could have had a big
quarter
game.
To go, basically,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Unbelievable.
And then they lose and go 0-5.
Hurt a lot of people's teams for the rest of the way.
You know what I'm realizing? I really enjoy the show on the road on Thursdays because you're much easier to take when we're drinking alcohol. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by
and
that?
And drinking beer makes your show a lot easier.
What do I mean by that?
You mean you have
I couldn't
to
have been
sit,
any more clear.
You have to sit in a confined area like this. It's not an open bar where there's other distractions.
No,
you have
I'm
to,
saying I need to be drinking when I'm talking to the commish. That's what I'm saying. It's much more enjoyable.
Man, he's harsh on you today, commish.
I know. Coming out of the gates.
I don't know.
Hot.
Mitch has a question for you, speaking of coming out of the gates.
Bring it.
What's the Steelers' problem?
Their quarterback.
It's all Ben?
I think a lot of it's Ben.
Well, do you think there's dissension from egos?
I think it stems from Ben being who he is, and I think it's a larger issue of team chemistry there. I think the anthem thing really threw that team through a loop between Ben saying what he did after the protests, and then you had the Villanueva situation where he came out of the tunnel and wasn't part of the team. And then you've got even issues going back to preseason when Antonio Brown was tweeting about Le'Veon Bell and his contract situation. We've always heard that that's sacred in the NFL. You never talk about another man's money, right? Brown broke that rule. There's clearly animosity between Ben and Brown. So I think those three together, there's a lot of issues underlying there.
Grow the hell up and play football. I mean, at the end of the day, you're an athlete. You throw the ball, you run, you catch the ball, you tackle.
Don't worry
Who
about.
Who cares?
But how
about
many
all
times
psychological crap that's going on?
But how
on?
Many times has it actually affected a team, though? I mean, think about this: why isn't Terrell Owens in the Hall of Fame?
Because he was miserable.
Because he was a total turd as a teammate.
But who cares?
The teams care. Because,
why?
Because he played for six of them during his career.
But he was.
It was clearly an issue year in and year out.
It wasn't, though. Not on the field, because he delivered. He put up Hall of Fame numbers.
Sure.
If I'm the Dallas Cowboys, how
do you do in the playoffs?
Or the San Francisco 49ers or what, the
Eagles.
I'm trying to think of who all he played with.
Right.
Catch, you know,
he was an
100 passes.
All-time wide receiver, and he got to what, one Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Randy Moss, all-timer, got to what, one Super Bowl?
Aaron Rodgers, how
there's other issues there.
Just saying.
There's other issues there.
The number of Super Bowls is the dumbest argument ever because it's not one guy. It's a team.
It is a team.
When you talk about a team,
and when you
I
infect
agree.
That team with a virus, it has impacts.
But he still should be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Numbers.
100%.
He's number two all time.
Just do your job.
Yeah, but yeah. I think when people worry about others, and it happens in all walks of life, not just on the football field, it happens with my son. Go out and rake. Nobody else is outside raking today. Or go pick up apples. Many worry about others. Just worry about yourself and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Whatever job
well,
it
I
is.
Think
yeah,
part
but
of
your
it.
Son's not getting paid $5 million a year to go rake.
Now, that makes it even worse because these football guys are wealthy.
That's
and they're
my
getting
point.
Miserable.
Well,
yes.
Even beyond
$5
that.
$5 million, go catch the ball. Shut up.
Even beyond that, I think you do got to wonder about Ben Roethlisberger and his willingness to actually play the game. I mean, he obviously had the comments after the game. He's like, maybe I don't have it anymore. He tried to walk that back a little bit during the week.
Yeah.
But that's an issue.
Well,
whether or not he wants to be there.
He thought about retiring, right, in the offseason?
Yeah.
Wasn't there that thing?
And who was it? It's, you know, it was a great quote. It may have even been Lombardi back in the 60s, but he said, once you say you might retire,
you're done.
You're retired.
Yeah, you're retired.
You're retired.
And I agree. That's what I think. And we've boiled it down to where I would say it's Ben.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Le'Veon Bell running the ball.
No.
I don't think it's Antonio Brown. I don't think it's contracts. I don't think it's anthems. I think Ben is halfway there.
Yeah.
So,
But Le'Veon Bell has nothing to do with the quarterback.
Five picks last week kind of supports that, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and maybe he doesn't have the skills anymore. Maybe his skills are diminishing and he's old. Oh,
it wouldn't be the first time Ben's been told he's half in the bag. So.
Agreed.
Well, I think we're having fun with our picks, and you're going to take quarterbacks plus their team defense. So same team.
I like it.
Quarterback defense based on this conversation. I don't think any four of us are going to pick Pittsburgh here this
week. I may.
Mitch, you're going last. So if they're still there somehow when you pick, go ahead and take them. I'll trade you guys.
I'm not trading for Pittsburgh this week. I'll tell you that.
Commissioner,
right?
your honors. You go first.
You know, I love streaming defenses. I change my defense every week. I look at the best matchup. My favorite matchup this week when combined with the quarterback position, I'm taking Matt Ryan for the Falcons. Yep. He's at home. He's coming off a bye. And who does his defense get to face? Good old Jay Cutler.
That
guy.
Who's looked terrible.
Beautiful.
Terrible.
Yeah, so he's good for at least two picks. I think one of them might go back for a pick six. They got some good special teamers on Atlanta, too. Maybe they run a punt back. I think
Atlanta's defensive line is going to have a pretty good game. Their O-line coach just got busted for doing blow, man. Yeah.
You're a new guy there. Let's worry about ourselves.
Have we confirmed that yet? Have we moved past white powder?
No, they're still on white powder.
Okay.
They're still waiting for the lab results to come back.
Maybe it was baking soda. I don't know.
Joe, you are next.
I'm just going with Tom Terrific and the Patriots taking on the Jets. I think you got a quarterback who, again, that team has struggled, and they're looking for that identity that is the Patriots. And I believe Brady still has it. He'll be out there with a chip on his shoulder and is going to take it out on a Jets defense. Jets have been overperforming a little bit. They're sitting in first place right now. This game is for first place in the AFC. So,
It's funny because New England's defense has been putrid.
I know, but the
matchup might save them.
Exactly. I think it's a good matchup this week.
After we pick, I got a question for the coach.
I like both your guys' picks. They're in my top three. I know I was going third. There's one really obvious one out there to me, and I don't know if it's just going to crap the bed because law of averages says maybe he comes back down to earth. But you go Deshaun Watson, who's been insane the last 2 weeks, playing at home against Cleveland.
I know.
He's got 10 touchdowns running and passing over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, if it's there, I got to
take Cleveland at home. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Hogan in his first start was just the 29th quarterback to start since the new Browns were started.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
They're approaching Chicago Bears territory.
Aren't they both? They're both close, right?
They're right 28 there.
Yeah. I think they're right there. They trade off. They might trade off every year.
Well, Bears got to be good at something.
So. Mitch. Pittsburgh. I just put you down for Roethlisberger and Pittsburgh.
Well, let's talk. Let me see who's got a bye week. I didn't look at the schedule. Are the Chiefs on a bye this week?
They're not.
No, they're playing against Pittsburgh.
All right, I'll take the Chiefs. I'll take Alex Smith and company.
So the exact opposite. He's not taking the Steelers.
Well, if they wouldn't have played the Steelers, I would have took them.
Playing the Steelers.
Well, it's a good call because he gets Big Ben on the road.
Yeah.
Which we know sucks.
Oh, at Arrowhead? Yeah.
However, Big Ben threw five picks at home this last week.
It's true.
So maybe it flips. Maybe Ben has a good week.
Yeah. All right. Now you have to pick which one of us chose the best. So you've got the commish who is going up against the putrid Miami Dolphins.
With Matt Ryan.
With Matt Ryan.
Jay Cutler.
You've got Joe who is taking Tom Brady against the New York Jets.
I've got Houston with Deshaun and the Houston defense at home against Cleveland. Mitch
and
with
I have Alex Smith and the KC defense.
414-799-1029. Call now, make your pick. Maybe you'll be our third out of six winners. Going for 500 this week.
Joe and Borna.
According to this, you're both idiots.
1029, The Hog.
It's fantasy football with the commish. Chance to win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. You've got New England, Atlanta, Houston, and Kansas City. Combination of quarterback plus their team defense. Caller, who do you think will be the highest scoring combination?
I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yeah.
Going with the commish.
Smart man.
That's hard to argue with. What's
In
your name?
In spite of the fact that the commish made the pick.
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve. All right, Steve, hang on the line 1 second. We'll get more information for you going with the commish's pick.
So with all the injuries, let's just start in New York with all of their receivers going down. Who are some waiver wire guys that are worth taking a shot on right now?
Well, we'll start in New York. The guy to own is Roger Lewis. You don't want to start any of them this week. They're playing Denver coming off a bye.
Yeah.
That's like Sunday night, too. Who wants to watch that?
It's going to be terrible. How many primetime games are the Giants going to get? This team is
awful. Well, and that's the thing. They were set up in on the primetime schedule with the understanding they were favored to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC this year.
So if you need help at wide receiver, a couple guys I'm looking at, Ricardo Lewis, he's the number one in Cleveland. Kevin Hogan is a better quarterback than DeShone Kizer. He could perform better than you think. I also like Juju Smith-Schuster for Pittsburgh. They're playing against Kansas City. What does Kansas City do? Their number one corner, Marcus Peters, takes out the number one option. This could be a tough day for Brown. I look for guys like Bryant and Schuster to kind of pick up the slack a little bit. Also, Jamison Crowder. He's been terrible up to this point. Jay Gruden said he wants to get him more involved this week. They're coming off a bye as well. Crowder's probably a guy you got to trade for, but you can buy on the cheap.
Okay.
Who else do you not like? You mentioned Antonio Brown there. Who has a potential to bust?
Well, you know, Mike Evans scares me a little bit, but you're never going to sit Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. He's got Arizona on the road. Patrick Peterson is a shutdown corner, but you're probably starting Evans. I think Fournette comes down to earth a little bit. The Los Angeles Rams held Ezekiel Elliott to under 4 yards a carry. They've got a pretty stout defense. But my number one bust this week, I'm staying away from Carlos Hyde. Playing Washington on the road. Washington's defense has been legit this year. And again, Washington coming off a bye. You got to look at that. When teams are coming off a bye, they have that extra week to prepare. It can be a nightmare, especially for the road team, which San Francisco is.
What about the Packers running back situation this week?
I don't love it because you don't know what's going to happen. Minnesota's defense is good, first and foremost. If Montgomery plays, that muddles it. If Montgomery doesn't play, Aaron Jones would be like a low-end number two running back, maybe a flex option for you. I think you could trust him to maybe get in the end zone.
Okay. Look good last week. I know it's a different defense that they're playing this week.
Yeah. Well, they got two running backs going forward. You got to feel good about that.
I don't know why they'd put Montgomery back there.
Why they would this week?
Yeah.
At this rate, I'd sit him out through the bye week.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Exactly right.
Yeah, let him get totally healthy.
Is that a possible game time decision?
That's what they're calling it right now. He was at practice today. He had a flak jacket on that looked enormous.
Yeah.
He's wearing a ton of padding. You don't want to mess with that. I can't imagine that they would send him out there this week.
Dude, if Montgomery is your running back of choice, you've got bigger problems on your fantasy team.
Well, he's
anyway,
a Packer, though.
I mean, doesn't matter.
Come on.
He was getting more work. He was getting more snaps than any running back in the NFL before he went down.
Yeah.
He was playing like 95% of the Packers snaps. No backfield could boast that. So that's why he's so on the radar for fantasy guys.
But he wasn't putting up a ton of points.
No, not a ton of points, but he's getting you 60, 70 yards with the chance to score a touchdown, which is really all you can ask for these days.
You don't play fantasy with your heart, Mitch.
No.
I'm learning.
Mitch kind of does.
I know.
I kind of do.
Really? The guy who took Jordy Nelson
I'm shocked it wasn't Rodgers and Packers D this week. I'm actually surprised by his Kansas City pick.
I almost did do that, by the way. All right, I got to see where all our heads are at. I know you guys somewhat. Commish less than Borna and Joe.
Okay.
What quarterback out of these four would you like to see leave the NFL first? Ben Roethlisberger? Eli?
Let me just do this.
I want to see. Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, Drew Brees, or Tom Brady? Commish, you're first.
Well, if I'm factoring in off-field actions, it's Big Ben. But if I'm just going as a football fan, get Brady out of here. I am so done with the Patriots.
Fair enough. Joe, who would you like to see leave first out of those four aging quarterbacks?
I can't stand Eli Manning.
So then say Eli Manning.
But I'm with the commish too. Big Ben.
He's a turd.
Oh my God.
He is.
He's just a vile human being.
All right, so we got Big Ben.
So I got Roethlisberger.
We've got Tom Brady.
Football reasons only, Tom Brady.
Well, I'll take Eli then. I'm just sick of looking at him, and he's bad, and they're bad. And they get these primetime games. I'm tired of watching him on TV.
See, but he's bad, but Eli face is so great.
It's funny.
It's changed the game for Twitter. It's incredible.
I'm going to say Tom Brady. So we got two Tom Bradys. No Drew Breeses in this crowd.
Brees is fine.
Yeah.
No, why would you want Tom Brady out?
Because he had enough glory. He had enough Super Bowls. I'm
sick of it.
And I love to see the greatest of all time just go as long as he can go.
I mean,
here's the thing. I don't want Belichick and Brady to go together because I want to see what one or the other looks like without the other. You know, I'd love to see Belichick without Brady. I'd love to see Brady without Belichick.
Yeah.
That's a point. I like it. We're done with the Patriots. Everyone is.
Yeah.
I get it. Tired. They're always on TV and whatnot.
Stormy.
All right.
As always, thanks for the lack of knowledge.
Thanks for the lack of knowledge.
Do it again next Thursday at 4. It's 102.9 The Hog.